Okay, Chevra, we're beginning a new sugya, which is also regarding how it is that a woman becomes a nida. It's Yerideh Yasimin Kuf Pei Hei, which creates a lot of interesting and lumdisha conversations. If you want to get a sense of why the Chavistasis is so awesome and amazing, read the Chavistasis here in Simin Kuf Pei Hei. The Chavistasis, as we know, is the Nesivis. Like when you learn Choshen Mishpat, when you learn Nezikin, so you focus very heavily on the Nesivis. So the Chavistasis and Hilchos Nida is the same brilliance, especially a sugya like this in Ksubis Daf Chaf Beis, a sugya of Amasla, when you could back out or when you can't back out, the Chavistasis mamish flexes his muscles. It's really a tremendous contribution to Torah. And Yisrael Shem, next time we learn, I hope that we'll talk a little bit more about some of these more lumdish chavistasis, but we'll discuss one of these chavistasis now. The Mechaber paskins that Haisha who is becheskas timeya, you're not allowed to have bia with her until she tells you tavaldi. Right? She has to say, I went to the mikveh, and until she says she went to the mikveh, you are not allowed to have bia with your wife because she was becheskas tuma beforehand. Again, this is the Ramah adds, providing that the amount of days that she could have gone to the mikveh have passed, even if you see her begadim are dirty, nonetheless she's ne'emenes to say tavalti. The basic yesod is that an isha has ne'emenes on in yanei nida. We derive this from the pasuk Tosis on Gittin, Tosis on Gittin on Daf Beit, says that we derive from the pasuk of the Safra La, that an isha is ne'emenes on inyanei nida. This may or may not be the source of Eirechanin Neman B'Yisurim B'Chala Torah Kula, as we know it's a machlokas between Rashi and Taisus there on the first daf in Gittin. But be it as it may, when a woman is becheskas Timea, you can believe her when she says she went to the mikvah. That's the halacha. Now, does she actually have to say she went to the mikvah? Let's say she doesn't say anything. Is she ne'emenes if she goes and lies down in bed with you? And you married a very orthodox michlala girl, right? So obviously she wouldn't lie down in bed with you if, I used to say orthodox BJJ girl, but most of you guys don't know any BJJ girls. So we'll say it like this. Obviously she wouldn't lie down with you if she was still be Anita. But nonetheless, the Pesachei Tshuva over here quotes from the Chavistas that even Sheicheves Etzlo Lo Mahani Ad Shetomer Lo Befevish Tavaldi. She has to say, "I went to the mikvah," as we state in Chavistas. Now, the Lechem V'Simla, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, as the expression goes, and he says, "Dear Chavistas, I don't know what you're talking about." And you quoted a Tosis. If you look in the Chavistas in the Chidushim Os Aleph, he says this all comes from a Tosis on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Lechem V'Simla, didn't have a Chavistas with Mari Makomis. And he says, I don't know where the Tosis is, and therefore this din doesn't make any sense. And the Chaura, L'cha'ora, the Lechem V'Simla is correct, no? B'chol HaTorah Kula, I have a principle, Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. Right? And Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim, for example, is the reason why if I eat in your house, I trust that the food is kosher. Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. Now, when I come over to your house and you give me a steak, by the way, that's a good thing. If you want me to like you, give me a steak when I come over. So if I come over to the house and you give me a steak, you don't have to say, by the way, Rabbi Schwartz, it's kosher. No? You don't have to say that. Eid Achanam B'Yisurin means even without Amira. No? You go over to someone's house, they give you food, you assume that the food is kosher. That's like normal Judaism. So why on earth would the Chavistas taina that it is not kosher until you say something? L'cha'ora, the Lechem V'Simla seems to be correct. So, it's a kasha. It's a kasha that we have to deal with. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is mamish. The Aruch HaShulchan says svaris, which seem to be very reasonable. The Aruch HaShulchan Taina is over here. Or before you get to the Aruch HaShulchan, let's say the Badei HaShulchan first. I apologize. I'm going to change the order. Let's say the Badei HaShulchan. Revival Cohen and Sifkatan Zion Tainos that the reason for the Chavis Das is that maybe she forgot. You know, your wife goes through cycles in life when she's a Nida, when she's not a Nida, Nida, not a Nida. Like, that's the way it works. It's called a Machzor. A period is called a cycle, right? That's what it is. So she goes through cycles. Sometimes she's a Nida, sometimes she's not a Nida. Ken Zayin, she forgot that she's a Nida, and she lied down in bed with you. And that's why she's not Namenis. But you're never going to say that someone forgot that the meat is kosher, because there's like no heter ever for treif meat, no? The same action is mutter when she's not a Nida, and usher when she is a Nida. Right, so unlike the case of the meat, where it's not shayich to say that you forgot, and therefore you don't have to say anything, over here it is shayich that you forgot. And maybe that's why the Chavis Das assumes that you have to say tavalti, that she has to say, I am tovelas. So I thought this is a possible shot. However, you see, one of the unfortunate things is we no longer learn Hochel Shechita in Smicha. Actually, maybe the reason why I have a taifa to learn Kuf Pei Hei now is to kind of get Yeridei Simen Aleph in through the back door, no? The Rav used to say that, the Rav was insistent on teaching Hilcha Shechita in Smicha because he felt that's the only way you get the real lumdus in the Smicha Limudim, and the Rav felt that the ikar of giving Smicha is to know that the guy's a lamdin. Yesh Ladon, if this is correct, it might be more important to like know basic Hilcha Shabbos, but we don't really teach that, so that's a different conversation. But the basic idea is the Rav felt, and by the way, you understand, I said this is sort of what I was referring to in that article that I wrote about women's learning, that absent lomdis, you can't even paskin a routine shaila. If you're not a lamdin, so you can make dimui milsa la milsa in a way that ends up just wrong. Like sometimes like people are like, what? You said what? It just doesn't flow. So I think that's probably why the Rav was insistent on learning Hilcha Shechita. I have to admit that I'm responsible for no longer having Hilcha Shechita on the Smicha curriculum. When I was asked by Rabbi Reis to chair a Smicha review committee, probably 10 years ago already, the first thing we decided is to get rid of Hilcha Shechita because no one gets shaylas in Hilcha Shechita. And Rav Shechter was actually very upset. Rav Shechter was like, yeah, but that's where all the lomdus comes from. And we gave some sort of pshara that will have like one shiur in contemporary halacha on the lomdus of Shechita, which I think Rabbi Ganach still gives a shiur on the lomdus of Shechita. So that was the pshara that we came up with. L'maisa, I don't know what you gain from like one shiur in lomdus and Hilcha Shechita, but over here, you go through Simen Aleph in Yerideya, you mamish see great stuff. So one of the dinim in Simen Aleph is as follows. A shochet is supposed to be able to shecht an animal, and the shochet has to be someone who we know still was awake during the Shechita. Sometimes you have a shaychet who's 97.6 years old, right? And the hands tremble. That's like a problem in Shechita because that could passel the animal. And sometimes there's a concern that someone like has epilepsy or something, and the person might pass out in the middle of the Shechita and then wake up, and that could be a psul of shehiya during the Shechita. There are five psulim during Shechita. Now, shehiya drasa chaloda hagraman ikor, right? Those of you taking practical Shechita should know this stuff. So, Shehiyah means that you stop in the middle of the Shechita, no? You guys don't remember the old printers on computers that would go line by, right? And they would, like, stop. That was the way I always imagined Shehiyah, right? It, like, stops in the middle. So, that's absurd. So, if someone says, if someone is prone to faint, is prone to have a seizure, and he says, I didn't pass out, so the din is the shechita is kosher, providing the fellow knows hilcha shechita. Now, the reason that the Rambam says this is true is because the guy knows hilcha shechita, and he wouldn't give us a treif animal to eat. He wouldn't be machal treifas to us. L'chayr, what emerges from that din is that we are not concerned that you actually have to say something. The whole lumdus, why I'm nemon, that I didn't faint, is because I wouldn't give you trey food. And the Shach writes there in Yerideya Simin Aleph Sif Katan Zayin, I'm giving you food. I'm not saying it's kosher. I just hand it to you. That's enough nemonis. Because the Eidach Hanan B'Isurin is true, providing you know the dinim. So, I don't know. I don't know exactly what the halacha over here is, why the Chavistah says the woman has to say that she is tahira, because Reb Fiva Cohen's argument that maybe she forgot doesn't seem to bear water from that din in Simen Aleph. Because in Simen Aleph, if someone knew Hilcha Shechita, we don't say, "Ay, maybe you forgot the Hilcha Shechita and you're giving us the food," or maybe you forgot that you're not allowed to faint. Right? That's the case. It's like a detail that you're not supposed to pass out. So I don't really understand this halacha. It seems pretty clear that you should be neman just by lying down, just by doing a maisa, even without dibur. Yoni?
Did Rebbe say that he does have to say he didn't faint?
You do not have to say that you didn't faint, right? Providing that you know Hilcha Shechita, we say you wouldn't give trey food to us. You wouldn't give trey food to us. And since you know that fainting would create a psul, you wouldn't do that. Moshe?
There's a story that came up later in Hosea Kehilah, I think it was the Shach, maybe in the Tusk, that, I'm trying to remember who said it. So he said that there's an idea that when there's a dibor beforehand, the only way to outdo it is with another dibor, not with an implication. So maybe over here, we assume she said Tanyani, and that's why she had to say Tvalti. And we can't just make an assumption she already said.
Whoa. But we're dealing with Mama Shafrum Michlala girl. Like, she wouldn't lie down in bed with you if she'd be Anita. So why do you have to articulate? By the way, this is very practical, no? Do you make your wife say when she comes back from the mikvah, I was tovel, toveles? Right? Does she have to say, I am tahora? Take a survey of your wives and what they taught them in kala classes. My wife was taught in kala class. She's supposed to come back and say, I'm tahora. But find out from my wife did yeshivish kalaf classes because she was in Princeton. That's the only way to do it. But find out. Seriously, take a survey of your wives. What did the kala teachers tell you? If you are not married, so I don't think you should ask any girl who is married this question. It's probably not sneistic to ask it to someone who's not your own wife. Okay? But I thought maybe there's a different pshat. Maybe the pshat is that there's a degree of Yetzer al-Bashah. Unlike the treif meat, or the kosher meat, where presumably there's no Yetzer Hara, over here there potentially is Yetzer Hara. And if presumably there is Yetzer Hara, so that could be why the woman is not ne'emenes to say Tavalti. Why she's not nemenes to just lie down, why she has to say tavalti. But b'kitzer hama'aseh, let's just review. Pisrei Tshuva quotes in the Chavistas that the Isha has to say, I was tovelas. The Lechem V'Simla says, I don't know the source of the Toisvis that the Chavistas is quoting, and L'cha'ora hasver nosenes, that you don't have to say anything. Then he quotes that my dear beloved friend, Reb Shmuel Moshkevitz, the Dayan of his town, what town is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch from? He is the town of Ungvar, right? So the Dayan in Ungvar Tainud, that it's a Beferish Taisis on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis and Nida, that maybe the Chavistas meant the Taisis on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. And we have it actually in our editions of the Chavistas, they say that's the Taisis. The case is Azoy. a woman who does not have a Veses Kavua. So she could theoretically see at any time. She doesn't have any established period, any established pattern, I should say, for her re'eos. So the din is that le'inyan taharos, she is asura. Le'inyan taharos, you can't trust her unless she says she's not anida specifically. But le'bayla, she's muteris. Taisvis over here on Yuralah on the base, Dibar Maso Tanya. Taisus talks about the case when a husband leaves his wife and she's Becheskas Temeya and she's an Isha Sheyesh Leveses, which means that she has a set pattern and we can assume that she got her period and then became Tahira after. So Taisus over here says that she has to say she's Tahira. I'm out of town. My wife was Becheskas Tuma because she has a period, she has a set period that she'll become Tameya, but enough time has elapsed that she could be Tahira already. So Taisus writes, Alashin, Afil Ara Tameya, even if she's awake, you're not allowed to have Bia with her, Achatomar Tahora Ani. She has to say, I'm Tahora. So this might be the Chavistas's Raya from this Tosis and Yidala from the base, where Tosis is saying that she has to say, Achatomar Tahora Ani. That is what this Rav Mashkevitz tainted. However, the kids of Shulchan Aruch says, whoa, 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 let's go slowly. The case over here is that the husband is out of town. When the husband is out of town, there's a discussion later on that we'll have in Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin, whether Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah or Tevila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah. Is a woman supposed to go to the mikvah when the husband is out of town? Does a woman only go to the mikvah because she's supposed to be with her husband? Or does she go to the mikvah even if the husband's not in town because Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to become Tahira. Right? Nafgamina. The Balei HaTosfos point out, is a woman allowed to go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av, let's say? No? She's not going to be with her husband. But Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah. Well, we paskin, Tevila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah. But you only go to the mikvah when your husband's around. If that's the case, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, says the Lechem B'Simla, maybe what Tosfos over here is saying is that you can't assume that she went to the mikvah because her husband is out of town. That's exactly the case in Tosfos. And we pass in Tevila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah. But in the case when the husband is in town and you know she's going to the mikvah, so she doesn't have to say she's Tahira. L'cha'ora, just lying down next to the husband would be sufficient. That's what the Lachem B'Simla concludes. Halacha L'Maisa. What do we do? Look in Art's Grill, page 1. So look in the Badi HaShulchan, Sif Katan Zayin. By the Ashulchan Paskins, that you should follow the Chavis Das, and your wife has to say Tahora Ani. Art's Grill, page 100, says, really, you should follow the Chavis Das. But if your wife will get upset that you're making her articulate I'm Tahora, like, by the way, you have to realize, women going to the mikvah is a big deal, no? It involves preparation for around an hour. It involves most often standing in front of someone while you're undressed so that they can check you to make sure there's no chatzitzes. It's not a fun process for many women. I'd say probably many to the tune of close to 100% of women do not find going to the mikvah as a particularly enjoyable process. The married guys can probably attest to this. And, right, now you're going to make her say that Tahira Ani. It could be she'll get upset, says Rabbi Forst. You know what? If she'll get upset by making her articulate that she's Tahora, so then you're better off relying on the Lechem V'Simla and not forcing her. But as long as she makes some sort of gesture, that is sufficient. She lies down next to you, that is sufficient. In this book, the Mishmeres HaTahara, who's my new friend, it's very easy for me to make friends, no? You just have to write a sefer that I like, and then I become your friend. Or ask me to be your friend on Facebook. I also friend people that way. Right, it's pretty easy. But There is a question, actually. In my wife's high school, there's a rule that like teachers are not allowed to be Facebook friends with students, correct? The question is, does such a rule apply in the smicha? We do not have any policies in the smicha program for social media use with students, probably because the assumption is that rebbeim don't have Facebook, or many other reasons. But these are very serious shailos to discuss. So the Mishmeres HaTahara writes over here in Sifkaten Hay in footnote 8, that the Chavistas is Tzarechiyan, and we paskin like the Lechem V'Simla, she doesn't have to say anything. Now, all agree that if you make up some system ahead of time, that suffices, no? So you can make up some sort of system that, you know what, you come back from the mikveh and you'll pass me the keys. You come back from the mikveh and you'll give me your coat to hang up, or something like that. If you'll hand something to me and that was decided ahead of time, that would suffice, because that's ki'ilu a dibur, once you decided ahead of time. So that's probably a good idea, just to be motzi midei safek, but me'ikar hadin, the pashtus is that it's really hard to understand the comment of the Chavistas over here.
Why is the fact that your wife says, I'm going to the mikvah, and comes back and doesn't tell you otherwise?
So if she says, I'm going to the mikvah, gevaldik. But once your kids start understanding stuff, your wife never says, I'm going to the mikvah, unless it's only the two of you in the room. Your wife will probably say, I'm going out. Right? Or I'm leaving.
So a text is fine.
What? A text should be fine. Like, again, anything. I think Me'ikar then we hold like the Lechem V'Simla, not like the Chavistas. And if she does something that she wouldn't do, like if she, and the Aruch HaShulchan paskens this way also, if she initiates, she comes back to the mikvah and she hands you something, that's fine, right? It could be that if you initiate, that's different. And maybe that's where the Aruch HaShulchan gets out of the raya of the Taisus and Yud Aleph and the Beis, because the case is that you come back from the trip and you want to have bia with your wife. Oh, you're initiating, then she better say something. But if she's initiating, the Aruch HaShulchan tainas, that's ki'ilu, that's ki'ilo that you said it. Okay, so these are the first set of issues that I wanted to bring up. Next set of issues. We paskin in Yoredeya. This is mostly found in Yoredeya Simin Kuf Yotes, that someone who is chashud on a davar chamor is also chashud on a davar kal, no? This is unfortunately a shiloh that I get too often in Washington Heights. Someone will come to me and say, my roommates stopped keeping Shabbos. Can you trust your roommates on the food that they cook? No? Shabbos is more serious than treifas, no? Shabbos is an iser skila. Treifas is an iser lav. Right? Do you have namonos? If you're chashur and a dover chamor, so the pashtus is, you are chashud on a davar kal. Similarly, if I am a chashud la'uso davar, I am not ne'emon. No? These are befeirish dinim in Yoredeyasim and Kuf Yotes, which, by the way, practical rabbinics know it really well. Because these are the shailos that will come up and will make you pull your hair out. Chashud la'uso davar is not ne'emon, no? So let's say you have a couple, which unfortunately is not so uncommon, a couple who were sleeping together before they were married, no? Or even if they weren't really sleeping together, let's say they were not Shomer Negiyah, right? There is such a thing out there, no? I apologize for bringing modern orthodoxy into the Beis Medrash, but this is the world that we live in, right? So is she ne'emenes on Hilchus Nida? She's chashod la'oso davar. No? Chashod la'oso davar. Is she ne'emenes? We pass when chashod la'oso davar is considered chashod for the whole area of halacha. So look in the Pesachei Tshuva here, Sifkatin base. He quotes from the Chavistas. Right? Again, we mentioned Chavistas reigns supreme in Simen Kuf Pei Hei. Chavis Das is quoted by the Pisrei Tshuva that a woman who is chashudan iser nida im zinsa benidus lo mikri chashuda legabe baila v'nemenes afilu b'shas vesta. Meaning to say, people think, mistakenly so, that the iser nida is more severe once you're married than it is before you were married. We know already from Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, we learned a Levash that the Rama quoted, that the iser nida applies to a penuya, the same as applies to an Eishes Ish, no? But people do not always think that way. Haraya, high school. Right? Is that a fair statement, gentlemen? Any of you went to high school? Tuvi, you work in a high school. Can you attest that people think, people who are halachically abiding, they think for some reason that the iser doesn't apply to the same extent that it applies after you're married. So some people don't know it exists. Some people, I think, they actually do know that exists in high school, because the fact that, like, being Shomer Negiya is such a thing. My daughters, like, all have this, I am Shomer Negiya, so leave me alone. No, there's, like, this whole song that they sing. Never heard this? Okay, good. That means you don't listen to women singing. Gevaldik. But it's, like, the fact that there's a shprach, that there's a nusach about I am a Shomer, I'm not Shomer, means that they know it's something, but they probably think that it is like a chumrah, no? They probably think that if you're really frum, that like after you go to Israel, you start doing this, right? I'm just trying to get into the mind of a high school student.
People that were like surprised when they found out it's not optional.
Right. They, people think it's like value added. If you're very frum, obviously klapish mayagalia, you get more points. But I'm not ready for that yet, right? It's like being machmir on chadash or something. You know, you get more points for it. So, since people think that the avera is less severe before marriage, so therefore the Chavis Das, again, the Chavis Das is mamish meirich over here in Sifkatin. The Chavis Das is meirich in Sifkatin Aleph. That if she is mizana benida before marriage, she's still going to be nemenes after marriage, because people think that iser is worse after marriage than it is before. Now, the Pisrei Tshuva does quote the Chavis Das with less precision than the Chavis Das actually says it, so you have to read the entire Chavis Das. But let's say you have a woman who was misham shasei nida. Let's say you have a wife who slept with her husband when she was a nida knowingly. So in that case, l'cha'ora, she loses her ne'emanos, no? And she can't be trusted, being yani nida. Now, the Chavis Das realizes that that would be very difficult, no? By the way, chashud l'davar chamor is chashud l'davar kal. So l'cha'ora, a woman who's mizana be'eshes ish should never be ne'emanos on nida. That would mean, l'chaora, that she can never get married to anybody. We never saw that. The Gemara at the beginning of Sota says that there's an Isser Labal and an Isser Labayal, right? If this Shtikot Taira would be correct, so she'd be Asura L'Kulei Alma also, no? Because she's Chashuda L'Davar Chomor. Eishas Ish is more Chomor than the Isser Nida, no? Why?
Aren't there ways to remove a
chashid
status?
Yeah, so you got to do like a complete tshuva that Bezdin can testify about you, and we don't get like such bati din in our world. It's really tough. It's really tough, no? So what happens in these cases? So the Chavis Das has a cheshbon. He says that, you know what? Every woman has the type of cycle. I don't know every woman. 97% of women have the type of cycle that there's certain times of the month that they are not expected to get their period. And then the period comes, clusters in other times of the month. Like between days 28 and 32, she'll get her machzor, she'll get her cycle. So one could argue that she is ne'emenis the rest of the time because there's a very strong chazak if she won't get her period, but maybe she's not ne'emenis from day 28 and on. That's what the Chavista seems to conclude. Well. Right? And an Isha who, you know, you don't really need ne'emenis. You don't really need ne'emenis in Yanida until day 28 when the period sometimes comes. That's the basic cheshbin that emerges. Now, what about if you have a family? I remember a few years ago, one of my cousins was a Rosh Hashiva in Chafetz Chaim in Miami. Now he's here in Forest Hills. So I remember he was talking about this amazing balabas. So we're sitting at a bar mitzvah. He's talking that he has this balabas who comes to the yeshiva, and he's mamish from Givaldik, and his wife is not shomeres mitzvahs, and they're able to make it work. He keeps Shabbos, he comes to shul, he wears a black hat, right? That's the raya that you're really from. And she is not from. And sometimes you have cases like this, no? Among Bali Teshuva, that they're at different stages in the process, no? So can you trust your wife? She's chashuda, le'inyin, yisurim chamurim. Now, how do you do Nida if you're in the Baal Teshuva process? So the answer is, obviously Nida takes two to tango, no? So it can't be that she doesn't keep anything. Presumably the case is that she says, you know what, for you, you're becoming so religious, your mom is wearing a black hat and everything, so for you I'll keep Hilchos Nida. But the other Dinim Shabbos, I'm not ready for that yet. I'm still going to text on Shabbos. Right? Isn't this common on Baal Teshuva that they move at different rates, and the husband has accepted all mitzvahs already, and the wife is not there yet, no? But she's beginning, and it's a process, but she's still not keeping Shabbos. Is she chashuda l'davar chamor, that she is chashuda on Nida also? And even though she says she's keeping Nida, she has no nemanos, because she don't keep Shabbos, she drives on Shabbos. Like, if she'd only be doing dirabbanans, we could say maybe she is ne'emenes, no? These are really hard shilas, but shilas of ne'emanos, I think, actually, I'm going to push the contemporary halacha program in yeshiva to get Rav Schechter or somebody big to address all these shilas of ne'emanos. These are really big, no? These shilas come up all the time now. Right? We got to deal with them seriously. So look in the Mishmeres HaTahara on page 260. Well, he quotes that he spoke to Rebbe Yoshev about the Zug Bali Teshuva, that the wife is not yet keeping Hilchis, is not yet keeping Shabbos, but she said she'll keep Hilchis Nida for him. Is she Nemanes? So Rebbe Yoshev said, you know what? We can taina that she's considered a Tinuk Shenishba Legabe Sha'ar Mili. And I think the cheshbon over here is, when I first entered YU, we had this thing that we used to call the Weider Reader, which is that Rabbi Weider gave out all of the sources of dealing with less observant Jews in Halacha. Dr. Lamb, this is like ancient history, like three presidents ago. No? So Dr. Lamb wanted everyone to know something about how to relate with to Jews who are not fully Shomer Mitzvah. So Rabbi Weider put together the Weider Reader, that we called it, which basically, has all the chuvas in the Binyan Siyan. No? The Binyan Siyan discusses a case about a guy who doesn't keep Shabbos. Hashgama Minyan. Hashgama Minyan used to be for people, my father remembers this as a kid, people would go to work on Shabbos. But they wanted to daven. They davened the Talis Iber Cup. No? And then they would go home, make Kiddush. And then they would go to work. No? That was Hashgama Minyan Jews. So these people considered a Mechal Shabbos, they lose all ne'emanos. So the Binyan Siyan basically says, based on the Rashi at the beginning of Chulin, is what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik used to pass, and also that the reason why a Mechal Shabbos is considered a Kaifer B'chal HaTorah Kula is because you're Kaifer B'mayaseh Bereishis. And what Kaifer B'mayaseh Bereishis means is that you don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed the world. Zok the Binyan Siyan, if you make Kiddush on Shabbos, that only says you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Nor of us, the only thing is that you don't realize that Shabbos is mamish binding. Ah, you believe God created the world, so then you have ne'emanos, and you're considered like a Tinok Shenishba for all areas of Halacha. Right? The Chazanish famously in Yeridei Simin Beis, right, develops the idea that bizmaneinu we have the responsibility, aleinu lemoshkan ba'avosos ahava, we have the responsibility to drag people back with chains of love. So the yesod is that we treat people like a tinok shenishba. If someone can treat like a tinok shenishba, zakr bo yoshev, that does not take away the nermonos. But in the case that you actually lose your nermonos, so then, yesh la'ayin, what do you have to do to become tahora? Right, in a case, let's say a woman was an Eshes HaShezinsa, and she loses her ne'emonos for inyanei nida for after day 28, like we said, right? We have the kula v'chavas das until day 28, during the time when she's not expecting a period. But what happens afterwards? So the Mishnah Satara points out that the Chassam Sefer says that you need someone to do bedikas of Hefsek Tahara, bedikah day 1 and bedikah day 7 for her, and you need the mikvah lady to testify that she actually went to the mikvah. Now that becomes very onerous. Can you rely on those days that Hefsek Tahara is Dirabbanan and then the Bedikas is only Dirabbanan? And once you're a Dirabbanan, so then we don't assume that you consider Chashud. So the Mishmer Satara, Rabbi Karp, said that he asked Rabbi Yoshev this also, and Rabbi Yoshev said that maybe you could rely on the Zichron Yosef, that Hefsek Tahara is only Dirabbanan in these types of situations. That would mean that all you need is that the mikvah lady texts you, your wife just went. But not at all Pashat, no? Once you lose your nemanis, binyanei nida, we are what we call afka hakta tzaris, because your wife isn't nemanis to say she went to the mikvah. You need someone else to testify. Reb Chaim Cohen actually in the Badei HaShulchan deals with the question, do you need another man to testify, or can a woman testify? Maybe Eid Mipi Eid doesn't help by nemanis of an isha. That's already razzled as a lomdis. His maskana is that it does help. Right? We're mamish dealing with like very deep sugyas and b'chayris over here about the Eidus necessary to say that the animal has a mum, right? This is already what we would call advanced Talmud. But these are not Pashat Shilas. These Shilas of Neman, right? You like the line about advanced Talmud, I know. Shimmy jokes around that my course in Stern is listed as advanced Talmud. So whenever I use this line about his advanced Talmud, so Shimmy Tainas, that means that only the women can learn it. That's your Chiddush. Okay. It's a good chiddush.
It's a shared chiddush.
It's a shared chiddush. Okay. But b'kitzer, these shailas are not at all simple. Not at all simple. Moshe, you got a comment?
Huh?
Okay. So, Chevra, I think what we should do is daven mincha and have a good day. I want to talk about the other dinim with the taz and the shach and the chavastas over here. And there's a shev shmeitza. If you want, this is like really yeshivish Torah, if you want to do it that way.